Here at the launch of the Novus Cows program in Reno, Nevada, with me is Corwin Holtz, and he is a dairy consultant. And Corwin, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I have a private consulting business, myself and four other individuals. We feed and do nutrition work and herd management consultation throughout New York and all the New England states.
Right. Now, explain your involvement in the development of the Novus Cows program.
One of the Novus reps in New York asked if I would have some clients who might be interested in participating in the project. I've been a huge believer and really focused a lot of my time and consulting efforts over the last few years in this whole cow comfort arena. To me, it's an extremely important area that we've learned a lot about in the last 10 years, and I just looked at this as another step in that whole process to participate in a project that would open up some new information doors.
Why do you think this program would be important for dairy producers?
I think the biggest reason is the objectiveness of it. It's objective data, numbers that we can sit down and talk to a client about, show them that this isn't just something off the top of my head, something that's just an observation that may or may not have fact behind it. And so to me, that's the biggest value in it, is a third-party objective evaluation that has scientific basis behind it.
Now, we had a lot of talk about lameness. That's a lot about this. And you actually score the animals here regarding their lameness. And there was a lot of talk about, well, gee, you know, you didn't think the animals were lame. It was just like normal. And I got the impression here, what we're talking about here is improving that normalcy, raising the bar, if you will. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was an eye-opener. I know for me, and I know for the two clients that I had that participated in the project, the way that the University of British Columbia has gone about this scoring system, again, a much more objective, scientific-based evaluation of lameness versus just observation of a clinically lame cow, which we can all easily identify. They've taken it to another level where, yes, what we've accepted as normal should not be normal, and we do need to raise that bar. And I think the way that they go about giving this information, again, scientifically based, will allow us to go to clients and say, we need to make changes because we can't accept this as normal anymore. And I think what it helps me with as a private consultant working with my clients is another set of eyes, another party coming onto that farm that really has no preconceived notions about how that herd has been managed or is managed. I may have been saying some of the same things, but said with different words or some new data to back up those comments that I've been making. I think we can make that next step forward in a lot of cases where before we were maybe banging our head against the wall a little bit.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this Novus Cows program that you find really interesting that you'd like producers and other consultants to know?
Well, I think the other thing, I meant to make a comment in my presentation, is I truly believe this whole issue of animal welfare is just going to continue to be something that we as an industry have got to face the facts about. We've got activists out there definitely going to extremes in some cases, but they're there. It's a reality of what we have to do, deal with. If we can be more proactive in this area with our clients, hopefully we can stay a step ahead in the animal welfare arena.
All right, excellent. Good point. All right. Thank you very much. Here at the launch of the Novus Cows program in Reno, Nevada, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.